You know, there's one thing that I've learned in years of being a video gamer and shopping at Babbage's and then EB Games and GameStop and Best Buy and Toys R Us is that there are some retailers that are good and there are some retailers that are bad, and ultimately what makes the difference is the people that work at the stores. And I've had fantastic experiences at GameStop. When I was living in Rochester, New York, there was one right around the corner. And I used to, you know, spend a lot of time in there just because I became friends with the people there. And I haven't done a whole lot of shopping at GameStop. Most of my shopping is kind of shifted over to Amazon. And it just so happens that because of the whole Nintendo-Amazon relationship, I purchased my Wii U console, which I just picked up, at the local GameStop. And I've been in there a couple times recently, and the people there are really good. And they're really nice, and they're knowledgeable and friendly, and it's the right kind of experience. And it's the experience that, you know, we've come to demand of specialty retailers. And so props to the GameStop guys in Livingston. Not at the mall, it's a standalone store. It's kind of tucked away. Not terribly easy to get to, but at the same time, absolutely worth traveling to just because of the shopping experience. So I know I don't often say a lot of good things about GameStop, but this is one where I absolutely thought it was worth sharing. So I did pick up my Wii U. I hit Toys R Us first. And I wanted to take advantage of their buy one, get 40% off. Picked up new Super Mario Brothers U and Scribblenauts there, which I'm looking forward to playing with the kids. And they had a couple of extra units when they opened, but there was a line waiting, and those are gone. They are not expecting more anytime soon. GameStop, they had their pre-orders. They had one additional system, which actually kind of shocked me in general. But they have a waiting list 65 deep. So those shortages that we've been hearing about, I think they're pretty real. I also believe that people who walked into Walmart today got very lucky, because nobody really thinks about Walmart or Target really top of mind when it comes to pre-ordering. You know, it's Toys R Us, Best Buy, GameStop, Amazon when it's possible, but not Walmart and Target. So those people got pretty lucky. So I'm headed home to set it up, and we'll see. We'll see how the update goes for those of us just getting the system today.